What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Game Over Greggy Show. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer / seducer, Nick Scarpino.
If I had to hit one part of your body with Mew Mew, which one would it be?
Fucking right in the head. I don't want to just head? Fucking take me out.
I choose nipple.
I choose
you
nipple.
You really got it, too. You really got
I know
it
where they
too.
Are, brother. We're friends
well, I didn't, nope, didn't think you didn't know where my nips were. I'm sensitive.
Pick up the shield. Pick up the shield.
Look how hard it is.
Yeah, you did. You got. I know you
this
got
one's
a little,
not hard at all. This one's very like, much. This Spidey sense is tingling on this nip.
You're a little pain and pleasure.
Look at
guy.
No, look put at it.
Oh,
back
that's
down.
A damn it fucking nail.
Put it back down.
Sorry,
What's wrong with you?
Sorry, Kevin. Over there at Tim Geddes.
Let Tim host.
Joining us for the first time ever on the Game Over Greggy Show for real, funky cool Medina himself, Luis Medina.
I feel like we must
show
have
us
called
your
you.
Nips, yeah.
We must have called you at some point on this show.
Probably. Yeah, I think so.
That's why I drifted in with the first time, because I'm sure it's a let's play one. We've done something where we've yelled at you off camera or something.
There have been a couple where I've been like back there.
No, don't be afraid of the microphone. Get up
I'll
on
get up,
it.
Get
I feel
up
like I gotta lower it a little bit. I'm gonna lower it a little bit.
I'm going to lower it.
I'm good. I'm good.
No, let him do his job. Let him do his job. Right.
But it's not his job. This is good.
Let him do his job.
It's my job, Nick. You're doing my job. Oh, my God. Great. That made a huge difference.
You're right.
Are we good here?
I feel better.
See, now he needs to awkwardly go down, though.
Yeah, look,
no, it's fine.
Leaning forward.
I'm just going to rely on Kevin. Kevin has the...
You
monitor.
You
got the headphones.
Kevin, when was he was hired?
I still like when the mic's
well.
Up like this when the person and you can't.
That's
see
not
their
where
face.
It was. That's not where
it's
it was.
Like this.
Someone's
like
please.
This.
I'm gonna
Hello,
stay.
My name is
I'm
Mike
gonna stay
Knows.
Close. I'm just
my
gonna.
My name is Mike.
I'm gonna
Knows.
Burn the lens.
I'm Mike Knows.
This
Keep
is where it goes. Mike Knows. The mic's near my nose.
I didn't get
what
it.
Can I say?
I didn't get it. I didn't
Mike
get
knows.
It first. Now I get it. If you love this
Fuck
brand
you,
of comedy,
listeners. If you can't see this gag.
If you like this brand of comedy, go see prop comic Nick Scarpino at a San Francisco
Gallagher
open mic near you.
Had it
the next
right.
coming.
Gallagher
the
had
next
it right.
coming of Gallagher.
Carrot Top returns.
Man. Did you know there was a Gallagher too? Did you guys ever hear that
his
story?
His brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He like licensed Gallagher out to his brother and then people got pissed because he was like. They were like, you're not fucking
it's like Tony
you're not
Clifton.
Gallagher.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Weird
mm-hmm.
shit.
But Gallagher, is he still active? Are there, we still
I think he
Gallagher?
Came back, actually. I think he's gone back to it because he was like,
crazy?
You can't steal my fucking thunder. I'm
give me a search on if Gallagher went crazy, Kevin.
I don't think so.
You're a youngin'. Do you know who Gallagher is?
I have no idea who Gallagher is, but there's a rapper.
Know, do you want to know? I don't give a shit about your
the rapper
rap.
Named MF Doom that wore a mask. And at one point, for a whole tour in the summer, it was just some other dude in the mask.
Yeah.
And then he got caught and got in a lot of trouble.
So this is Gallagher here. We've pulled it up here. Still alive, age 71.
We've brought him up recently.
Right. But
oh, with Josh McCuga.
Gallagher's whole bit was just smashing watermelons.
Yeah.
You'd go to his comedy and he would smash a watermelon. And if you came and you sat front row.
It was a different time.
It was a different time. You could say whatever you wanted at the Laugh Factory and smash a watermelon.
Now, there was a splash zone.
Yeah.
So if you sat in the first like three rows, you had to bring your own shit.
Mm.
He didn't just you're doing him a disservice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It wasn't just watermelons. It was all cabbage. Remember, he would lettuce. Anything that could be spattered
he
with a
but
big
it was the watermelons
what would he
was famous for. He had a giant wooden mallet he had made. A giant wooden mallet.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with this bullshit?
Oh, yeah.
He was a legend of comedy.
They would run like reruns on weird channels on TV.
Mm.
You know, where they would have like the greatest Gallagher moments.
The greatest hits.
Yeah, the greatest hits, but it was just
actual
like
hits.
Him smashing watermelons.
I cannot remember one single solitary Gallagher joke or line. And I don't know if he even said anything. But he would just
come
out
he's
and like
he's like Carrot Top.
But yeah, he had comedy, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then he would just smash stuff and everyone would like they would go fucking wild.
I'm familiar with Carrot Top.
Tarp.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
the tarp and everyone would be like,
when we were younger, we watched some Carrot Top movies with Kevin, Chairman of the Board, fucking classic. And there was a masturbation joke in it.
Mm.
And now we were too young to understand what masturbation was because we were like
your pee-pee's didn't work
we
that
were
way.
Like eight. We had no idea. Yeah. And I remember Kevin's mom always used to tease us about us masturbating after we watched the movie, and it confused the fuck out of me because I'm this 8-year-old fucking kid.
What would she say? Because then I want to try to do my impression.
I don't even remember, but she would make weird motions and stuff, and like Nick would like it.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know.
Who wouldn't like hanging out with Kevin's mom?
Well, you know.
Okay, now real quick, before we go any further, I do want to read some gems that don't look at the board. Nobody look at the page. Don't look. Don't look at the page.
I didn't know. Okay.
Also, Greg, remember you have to do.
Yeah, I'll do the Patreon. I'm writing it down.
We're just having fun here.
Well, yeah, you know what? Right now, hey, everybody.
Like your mom has
here, look at these Patreon names that are scrolling by. Hey, everybody, guess what? Tom Bach's name's in there somewhere, and it's because Tom Bach does everything around here. I think he is the maid. I don't know. The maid's been coming in earlier and earlier. It might be Tom Bach, Patreon producer. Now, thank you. Here's some of the gems Kevin's been highlighting on the. Don't look at it. I see you looking at
you
it.
You got to get to it because it's too much. I can't not see
it's
it.
It's pretty big.
Get to it.
So
I can't
there's
not
too
look
many good
way.
Parts. There's conflict. I'll ask you, Nick. Look yeah, me in the eyes, okay. Daddy. Look me in the eyes, Daddy. Do you want to hear about conflict with brother, legacy, or personal life?
Conflict with brother for 500.
In the early 90s, Gallagher's younger brother Ron asked him for permission to perform shows using Gallagher's trademark Sledge-O-Matic routine. Gallagher granted his permission on the condition that Ron, who shared a strong likeness to Leo, and his manager clarified in promotional materials that it was Ron Gallagher, not Leo Gallagher, who was performing. Mm-hmm. Ron typically performed in versus venues smaller than those of Leo Gallagher. After several years, Ron began promoting his act as Gallagher 2, or Gallagher 2, spelled a different way. Gallagher initially responded by requesting only that his brother not use the Sledge-O-Matic routine. Ron nonetheless continued the tour as Gallagher 2 using the routine. In August 2000, Gallagher sued his brother for trademark violations and false advertising.
Can't do it.
I appreciate this one the most because we've been talking some shit on Gallagher here, right? Strap in for this roller coaster. Legacy. In 2004, Comedy Central rated Gallagher at the 100th best stand-up comedian of all time. And I'm like, wow, great job. That's a good nod. Mm-hmm. Gallagher was displeased with being ranked so low and told the Oregonian, quote, I looked at the other people and I was trying to find anyone I ever heard of. How could I be behind people I never heard of? I made 13 one-hour shows for Showtime, which are available on videotape. I invented the one-man show on cable. And then Kevin highlighted in personal life, Gallagher lost nearly all of his fortune in stock market speculation gone wrong.
It's so sad.
That is sad.
Gone wrong.
It was like the era where comedians had real trademark, like,
you had to have a gimmick.
Quote, gimmick and shtick, right? Like, you'd have the one line that everyone would repeat with you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just very different.
Well, you like, have
no respect.
Different. I read Steve Martin's biography, which is actually pretty fascinating because it mostly... I think he wrote a couple of them, but Born Standing Up was one I read, and it was really just about the stand-up portion of his career. And I totally forgot that he was basically a prop comic. Like, he would have
ukulele.
The moments where, like, he would build it up and, like, the guitar would come down, he'd strum one thing, and then it would go back up. A banjo, yeah. It would go back up. He would do the arrow through the head thing, everyone. And so, but he played with that in a way that made it kind of meta back in the day. Like, he would make really interesting, unique jokes about that. And so he wasn't traditionally a prop comic. But yeah, it was just a different time back then, man. It's cool. He also quit. Cold turkey.
Top 100
quick comedy
stand-up comedians.
Yes,
sure. Sounds like a lot. Like, I'm going to be honest.
I mean, I think I start rattling off some right now that you put on there, though. Because you're going to get up there really quick.
To 100?
Sure.
No, dude.
Gallagher, Paul Reiser, Rodney Dangerfield. Carrot Top's got to be on there. We got to put him on
Carrot
there.
Carrot Top's right? That's my point.
You
can name every stand-up comedian you've ever 100? Heard of, and it probably wouldn't be 100.
No way. I think you underestimate how much stand-up I watched growing up on my little TV.
It's
all Comedy Central.
But at some point, you're just naming comedians.
Hank Azaria.
But the thing you have to realize, back in the 80s, when comedy, when clubs went from being like these niche thing in the 70s to actually there being like a ton of comedy clubs.
He has like five other
voices. Every single person you've probably seen in a comedy in the 80s was a stand-up. Like, not, that's an exaggeration, but anyone that Rankers, you look at, you're like, holy shit, that person did like legit stand up.
Ranker's top 100 greatest stand ups of all time. Number three is Lenny Bruce, who I don't even know. So, right there.
Okay.
You know, but that's, Bruce?
I don't know Lenny Bruce. Give me some
that's
Lenny
like
Bruce
classic
stuff.
Classic
stand up. If you watch Marvelous Ms. Maisel,
sure didn't.
Well, Lenny Bruce is one of the first, like, he's one of the first like
Lenny
political
Bruce,
comics
I know
who got arrested a bunch of times for saying crazy shit. He's
Kev, I'm more interested. Take me down to 100.
To further my point, though, a list of top 100 rappers, like there's 100 rappers for sure, but once you start getting low, it's like, oh, you're just a familiar name.
Yeah, okay, so we're at Jim Brewer. Okay, you're right. Like, we're
Sandra Bernhardt. Goat guy.
Hey. Speaking of like...
Gallagher, number 99!
Wait a minute.
George Wallace?
Come on. Is below Gallagher?
Now look at this shit. This is getting upranked. Go, and look at there. Louis C.K. now 97, number 7 on the original list.
It's because he was jerking off to people.
That's why,
If the controversy hadn't been there, he'd be probably, you know, below... Dice, 94? This is bullshit. Dice, at one point...
I think that was your reaction. Dude. I did that for like...
What the fuck? Well, at one point, like, you say what you will about Andrew Dice Clay, but at one point, he was the first comic to ever sell out fucking Madison Square Garden.
He was like Eddie Murphy in his era, right?
He was
had a couple years where he was like...
He was that, yeah.
Man, if you didn't know, this is the Game Over Greggy Show each and every week for sometimes five, best friends gather on this table, each bringing a random topic discussion for your amusement. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can get each and every episode early. How early, Nick Scarpino?
Watching right now.
That's right. You can be watching live right now for just a buck as we record it, so we can't edit out anything Nick says. However, if you also want it early and you want it as a video, maybe you want it as an MP3, maybe you want the pre and post show you get live or as that video, you can catch it then Friday. And then if you don't want to give us any money, I understand, youtube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe the following Friday. 1 week later, it's up for everybody. Oh, is Mike Nose back
Mike
to the show?
Mike Nose is back to say hello to everyone.
Wow. Hey, Mike, how are you?
He's well.
I'm always
Why are you
well.
Talking in third person?
It's part of the character.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
As we record this, we are a day removed.
Infinity War Eve.
Correct.
You think they'll play some Led Zeppelin in Infinity War?
I think there's a 0% chance. No, and that's a sad thing.
It's not a Russo Brothers thing.
They say the budget of this movie could be as high as $400 million. I'm not lying. We read that this morning on the morning show.
I buy it.
Is that including marketing?
Probably. But the other big problem with that is a lot of it includes they shot Avengers 4 back-to-back
Fair.
With this.
But here's what I'm saying. How carve off 50 mil, the whole soundtrack's Led Zeppelin.
I don't want the whole that would be good. Soundtrack.
They did get James Gunn to direct sections.
Right? Really?
Like they brought him in to do like second director stuff.
I heard they brought in the directors whose movies are still coming to make sure it matched tonally or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I thought I'm pretty sure he was on set. Maybe he didn't direct, but he was on set for the Guardians Thor material.
That's so rad. I mean, think about what they're doing there. Like, they're shooting so many movies back to back that you have to have that camaraderie and that relationship between all the directors and the producers and the writers, or else you're just. Like,
it has the respect too, right?
Yeah, it's fucking cool. And you know, you saw that a little bit with Star Wars as well, where like Rian Johnson and J.J. Abrams were like Rian Johnson famously was like, yo, could you change a couple things in this and yada yada. And they're both kind of going back and forth just to make sure everything congeals, which is nice. It's nice to see that, you know?
Yeah, they knocked it out of the park with those.
They just crushed it. Perfect comparison, the Marvel movies to the last couple Star Wars movies.
So as we prepare for Avengers Infinity War, hype levels off the chart. Lewis can barely keep his shirt on. He's so excited about it. You're a big fan? Big Marvel fan?
I was a DC kid.
That's my man.
But I became a Marvel adult.
Yeah, these movies, right?
Even before the movies, like I think I went indie comics for a little bit in college.
Savage Dragon, of course. Yeah.
Savage Dragon, that hardcore image. I was all Rob Liefeld all the time. Pouches on everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I was into like Hellboy, that kind
of
stuff.
Of course,
and then I kind of came back around to Marvel. Right after college.
Okay. Yeah. Here's what we're going to do today. We're going to save the MCU on Netflix. Yeah. Have you been enjoying it recently?
No. But
as successful as it was when it originally debuted?
That's fair.
Thank you.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love a lot of it. Not all of it.
That's the problem.
Have you seen all of it?
I've seen everything but the last two episodes of Iron Fist.
Just couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
Whiny little bitch.
That's just too much.
Dude, I didn't get to Iron Fist. I think I've watched everything now at this point except for Iron Fist. Yeah. I watched all the Defenders. And if Iron Fist is like any of the parts where Iron Fist is in the Defenders, I will never watch that standalone show.
I shouldn't watch Iron Fist and believe 100% that I could kick his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
And there's just no way. He beat me in a fight.
We have not seen Infinity War. Maybe things will be out of date by this comes up and all this different stuff.
But we'll be.
But you know what I mean, though, to an extent. Thank you very much, Mjolnir, for coming back to me.
You have the Mjolnir.
And if you have the Mjolnir, you can talk.
You get to talk.
It's the spirit stick. But you're talking
also can talk if you have Spider-Man or if you can touch the shield.
Okay, great. So anyways, if you can touch, you don't have to touch it. As long as it's within
arm's reach.
We've talked about Infinity War. There's been all this stuff. Is Daredevil, are the Defenders, is anybody be there just for a shot?
No.
And Marvel's like, no, we're not doing that. Kevin's like, no, not our Kevin, the Marvel's Kevin. It's like, no, that's not what it's about. They have their own thing. I personally feel the shows are too bloated. There's too many episodes. I feel like it's not necessarily consequential enough. I think they go on too long. They burn through characters too much.
Does anyone disagree with that?
I know
the table don't, but like, is there anyone out there that's like, you know what? Front to back, love the season of this show.
I cannot, like, every time I start talking shit about any of them on the morning show, there's never anyone who's like, no, they're the perfect length. Usually everyone will agree that there's at least two episodes. If not, I'll go as far as say four episodes that could be carved out of any of those shows without missing a beat.
You can make a really tight six-episode arc. Eight's okay.
Eight would be fine.
In the way that they're written right now, you can pull two.
Figure out what Foggy's having for lunch, and that is, it's too much for me. Like, I just finished watching Jessica Jones, and I had to force myself to watch the last two episodes. And I got to the point where I was like, I was like, this is not as good as the first season, but you know what? This is more of a noir detective story. I'm just going to settle into it. It's slower paced. It's more. It's not about the
villain.
It's
nice character moments.
Some nice character moments. Cool reveals that I won't spoil for people who haven't watched them. And I get to maybe episode four, and I'm like, I'm kind of back into this. I wonder how many more of these there are. And you always have that moment where you pop back out and go, six, seven,
fuck
eight, nine, ten. What the fuck are they going to do with this story for six more hours? Like, what? And then, of course, you always have the side character who you care about up until a certain point. In Jessica Jones, it was the Trish character or the Patsy character.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you're just like, this is thin. This is thin to begin with. It's like a piece of paper you're pouring water onto. Eventually, you're just going to fall right through. You're like, we don't need this shit anymore.
Do you watch the non-Netflix ones? So there was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I watched
the 24-episode one once.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. up until, basically, I'm a season behind.
Okay.
Season.
Why?
It got a lot better. So there was two kind of phases in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where it became interesting to me. The beginning was a little weak and kind of just like didn't know what it wanted to do. But the first turn when they attach it to Winter Soldier was super nice. Like it was a really great reveal. It paid off well. And it kind of gave you like the false sense of hope that like the movies
and
really
the
shows
the shit together.
Is going to all work together. It's all going to be interesting. And it ran with that for a while and that was good. And then they flipped it again where they started to do these half season arcs. This kind of goes back to what you're saying about like make it shorter. In this case, it was like, well, 24 episodes is a lot because it's a network show, right? Let's do two different seasons that have their own standalone arc. And that made the show really compelling. So like Ghost Rider was that. Now it's just like, it's just a lot of episodes. I just can't keep up with it.
Oh no, there's too much. There's too much other things to do. Video games, life, people you want to talk to, dinners you want to have.
Well, it's similar to like the CW shows, right? Like I'm still watching Flash, still enjoying Flash, but I have no idea where we're at in Flash. I have no idea what episode I'm on. I have no idea how much longer this season is. I don't know how much longer they're going to fight the dude in the chair or what's going on with that. I just pop in and go, that's cool. But that to me is not what they could do with Netflix.
Exactly.
And the big problem is that people, I think that the people who are making these shows still view these as
traditional
seasonal content, right? Programming as far as a TV shows, but that's not how people are consuming them.
100%.
You're consuming them as a 10-hour long story, and so out of that, it's like
should be 6 hours.
Yeah, it should be
BBC
6 hours.
Me, man.
It's like Sherlock. Whenever Sherlock, like I love Sherlock, they're like 2 hour long episodes or 3 hour long episodes, and they're done. They split into three parts or whatever. You're good. Great. Thanks for that story. That's cool.
So here's how we're gonna save it. And how we're going to put it back on the map and make it a bigger deal. I also want to bring to your attention, of course, what you constantly hear. Chris Evans or Chris Hemsworth or the other Chris's. They don't want to stay in shape, right? They don't want to play these characters forever, blah, blah, blah. They enjoy doing it, but it's so much a commitment for year over year and stuff.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is we're walking into Marvel right now. We're going to sit down with all these people. And what we're saying is we're putting a hard stop.
My first question is going to be,
sure.
How do you pronounce Kevin's last name?
We'll ask him right there and he'll tell us.
What did you say?
Feige,
yeah.
And the reason I know that is because I listen to the Business, which is Kim Masters. She writes for the Hollywood Reporter and interviews him all the time, and that's how she pronounces it.
Feige, okay.
So that's what I
that's
said.
We not we.
Feige has been said a lot recently.
Oh, like kind of
by
like
some people. I'm not going to say your
hard G. Hard
G. Yeah,
Feige.
Not to be.
I've written it down. We'll make sure when we walk in there, we'll make sure we pronounce it correctly.
Our new canon, kind of funny canon. It's Feige.
Feige.
I'm rolling with it.
Feige.
That's what I've heard.
We're gonna walk in there and say, here's what we're doing. We're going to ask you to put a hard stop on all of your shows for the moment. You can come back to them later. You can do whatever you want. We're not here to change the world, even though we're about to, Kevin Feige. We're not here to change the world forever. But what we're going to do right now is put you guys on a map and re-energize this fan base, the likes of which you've never seen before. And at this point, Kevin, what's he going to say? You be Kevin. I said all that stuff. What is he going to say?
You're out of your mind, Greg. You're out of your mind.
And I might be, but watch this. And then we start our presentation. Man. And what our presentation
is... Do you slap him in the face as hard as you
do? I do. I don't slap him in the face.
It was good. It woke me up. Because to be honest with you, I had no idea. I kind of zoned out for a second there,
sure.
But I'm back.
You know I like to take a walk. I like to paint the picture.
I like to take a walk with you sometimes.
Thank
you.
Not this time.
I fall behind.
We start the presentation. And what we do is we fade from black in on the scenes from Guardians Volume 2 of Stan Lee on the Rock talking to the Watchers. Then we fade out of that after he finishes thing and they walk away. We put the two scenes together. They walk away. And we fade back into Marvel's What If. And what we pitch here, ladies and gentlemen, is Black Mirror, Twilight Zone, Marvel.
Anthology.
We are going to do, and we'll figure this out right now.
MCU story.
We're going to do 6 episodes. We're going to do 12 episodes. We're going to do whatever. Standalone What If issues. Mm. We're going to pull from what works so well in the comics of, guess what, Kev?
Yes.
You've made a great universe here. 10 years of stories,
man.
All the stuff.
Hey, man,
no
I'm
problem.
Out too.
No problem. Cut. 10 years of amazing things and content and storylines. We don't like have to negative. Make it up. We can pull from that now and give you 6 to 12 episodes of amazing stories that people don't need, that we just can jump right into. Mm-hmm. So we have to pick here what if stories we'd want to see. Now, what gets interesting, of course, is I feel like with the halt on production on the Netflix shows, with the success that we've already seen with the MCU in general in theaters and the money Disney has, we can get Chris Evans for an episode. I might be, and I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. I think he'd be energized about this project, right? Let's say tomorrow in Infinity War he dies. Let's say RDJ dies. Whatever happens. Understandable, that was your fun sign-off, but we're bringing you back for this one episode we want to do, changing canon this way. Are you in? And I think Chris Evans would look at us. He'd have the gut at this point to be like, you know what, I am. And that would be the other thing, too. Of like,
but he keeps the gut. He just straps
exactly.
him in.
Exactly. Like, we're just going to put you in Spanx.
Waist trainers.
Nobody cares. And if we can't get...
Throw a wig on him, call it a day.
If we can't get certain people, I think we can recast for this. It's a what if.
Yeah.
You understand where we're at.
It's alternate.
It always
I'm
opens.
Interested in the recast.
This is Earth 21994.
Okay. Oh, do you want to always
I think
do
recasting
that?
Is important.
Yeah.
Because I think it's... You want this to be... It's different. This is not the same
I don't think you want Chris Evans. And the other thing is, too, I think there's still...
But why not? Why wouldn't
Unless it's in universe.
Because in the movies, so let's say Cap dies. I don't want him recast right away. Like, I want us to come back to that and earn that later with the movies.
Do you see that? Do you think they, we're getting off track here, but do you think they recast him or do you think there's just a new Captain America? Like, you know what I mean? Do we think we ever have Steve Rogers again?
I hope they go there for the next at least couple years before they try.
But you don't see them ever like rebooting it and being like, we're going to have another Captain America. It's going to be Steve Rogers. We're just going to get
I think that the only option for that would be like some type of eventually, and this could be Phase 4, as soon as Phase 4, the Ultimate Universe starts.
Yeah.
And it is Steve Rogers, but it's a totally different Steve Rogers.
Yeah, I like that idea.
And then I still think they could do that even based on what's happening with Infinity War and Avengers 4, right? With the, you have the Time Stone, you have Thanos recreating reality. I think you could kind of fuck around with it.
If I was a betting man,
sure,
I would say that Avengers 4 is going to really just be the end of everything we've seen.
Okay.
And it could kind of like put out the little branches to go to these crazy places in the next phase.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like it's, I hope Avengers 4 doesn't get too crazy with introducing like fucking other Steve Rogers and shit.
No, I think it's going to be less ambitious than that. I think, like you say, it's going to be going forward and saying, okay, we're no longer on one track. We're going to go off in different tracks. So like cosmic stuff, because they're talking about the Eternals movie, right? So like some of the conversation there that brings in the Celestials, that brings in a whole bunch of other villains. Guardians can go there. Nova Corps can go there. Like you can do a bunch
Thor
of stuff there.
Do they
Thor
get,
stuff,
do they get Silver Surfer if they get all the Fox properties?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to be good.
You can do Galactus.
They're already talking about, what's his name, Adam Warlock.
They made Ego a Celestial, so they could easily make Galactus a Celestial.
Mm-hmm. Right. That makes sense.
He is a Celestial.
So you propose the idea of recap. What ifs don't you... Are we still using the MCU storylines?
Here's my thing. I think that the what if idea could be in the MCU. So, and I think if it is part of the MCU, you can use the characters as the same actor.
I see.
Because an example I have would be our dude from fucking Ant-Man. Forget his name.
Michael Pace? Lewis?
Yeah, Lewis. Yeah. I would want an episode of him talking about his version of the entire MCU. And I'd want that to be canon in the MCU.
What if then, right?
But it's like his imagination.
I still think it is.
Do you still recast it because it's his imagination going through it?
Recast like the other characters?
Honestly,
I like that. Yeah.
Number one, I can't believe that they whiffed so hard on not doing that for Infinity War. Like that hook had been around forever of people saying, we want to see Lewis recap everything up. And I was like, yeah, I do too. And I thought it was such a no-brainer.
Like a one-shot?
Just as a video they put out, right?
Yeah,
of him telling.
And
I was like,
promo thing.
I was like, oh man, yeah, they should have done that. And it wasn't until, I think early this week, somebody tweeted me about it. And I was like, oh yeah. And I was like, fuck, if I hadn't, I mean, it wouldn't have worked, but if I hadn't known, I would have reached out and been like, hey, like, you want, if we wrote a script, would you read it? And just read it. We won't, yeah, maybe yeah, we can act it with action figures. Yeah. I don't know. It wouldn't be as good as it was, you obviously.
Cut clips.
Right, man.
You can cut clips out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that would have been fucking rad and so amazing, but they didn't do it. I don't know if that fits as a what if, though. Because, like, the what if I want, right, is one of the episodes being Winter Soldier, right? And we're at the climactic battle or whatever, and when he's talking to Falcon, or even when he's when Chris Evans or Captain America, we'll say, because we're not confirmed if we're keeping the same people, right? And Zoloff is talking to him through the fucking computer or whatever. Zytek, whatever. He's talking to him through the machine, right?
Fucking consonants together to make
and it's just like, anybody, you know, it's everywhere, yada, yada, yada. And he just turns to Black Widow, right? And he's just like, Hail Hydra. And it's like, the agent of Hydra storyline from
secret,
there. Like,
Secret Empire.
What would it look like, yeah, if Cap did flip at the end of Winter Soldier and go that way?
See, I don't.
That's what
I don't
I'm
know.
Thinking.
See,
more he wasn't even aware.
I think that's too complex, right? Like, I think if you
why
want
is it too complex?
I think if you want to do this, you do a complete standalone series. You don't worry about the casting for Captain America, but he can be in this, and it's more of a alternate take on it, where you do get a big actor to come in, like someone bigger than Chris Evans for one episode to play Captain America, and it's just a cool
bigger
story.
Bigger than Chris Evans?
Who's bigger than Chris Evans?
Lottie. Fucking.
Chris Hemsworth?
Hemsworth. You get Hemsworth back to play. You know what I mean? Like, you like
just swap.
You do six episodes, but it's not necessarily a what if standpoint of like you're going off in a different, like taking a narrative thread from the MCU and putting it off. I would love to see it more as just standalone. One episode is Captain America, one episode is Spider Man, one episode.
That's what I'm saying.
Spider Man's not Tom Holland. It's someone fucking really cool that we wouldn't have even thought.
Tobey Maguire.
Get Tobey Maguire back. Go.
Why what, not?
Well,
yes.
Here's one, kind of in that vein. Yeah. What if you just go back to what if? Yeah. Go back to World War II and Red Skull wins.
Yeah.
And then it's just
that'd be a dope one episode. Like
you know,
episode,
and then the Cap, and so you start in the future where you're kind of like the resistance against Hydra controlled world, dope. And Winter Soldier isn't Bucky, it's Steve.
One of the other things you
fucking
could
awesome.
Do.
See,
one of the other things you could you do now is as a very meta sort of thing, because now that they're owning they're getting into the Fox properties, into the fray, you could go back and do a what if of like mutants, like actually play with the idea.
I was thinking about this right when they announced it. Redo First Avenger with Wolverine.
Oh,
because he's a World War II soldier.
That's pretty cool.
That'd be dope.
Greg.
Yeah, Kevin Coelho from Planet
Wolverine is a Howling Commando.
I say this show is Marvel Multiverse.
Yeah.
And each episode's just a different universe number.
You just
and
you
like
even number them like they do in the comics. Exactly. Like this is Earth, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like,
so we got our Spider-Gwen stories.
I think the big problem right now is that all of the shows that are TV feel like they're TV. And that they're still, even though they're like, no, this is part of whatever, you're like, there's still that stigma of movies are cool, TV's TV.
But I feel like they're not even diving into the, it's in the same thing anymore. I feel like they have kind of publicly been like,
there are very loose references to the things that happen in the movies. At least there was in Jessica Jones. They still talk about, you know,
but I feel like it's a one-way trip, like though.
I
feel like it doesn't work both ways.
But I still feel like that's because it's stigmatized as being like they are the stepchild of the Marvel
there's
universe.
But
in Agents of
it's more complex too, right? There's like the Feige, Perlmutter, Schism, right? Like TV is still under Marvel. Marvel Studios is under.
Oh, I didn't realize there was that big of a divide.
Yeah, there's breakup in the.
Kevin, what are you saying over there?
I was going to say in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., there's like characters that are then also in, not Civil War, Winter Soldier. Like that one dude where we were all like, who the hell is this guy?
Oh, yeah. Powers Booth shows up and everybody's like, oh, he actually plays in. Yeah. I'm like, oh, Powers Booth is awesome.
That would be
Sif rest in show up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You were talking the other day about.
Couple times.
But they've stopped doing that.
Oh, really?
Like the last couple seasons.
I'm on season 3.
Yeah.
You were talking to me the other day about Wolverine versus Hulk. Right, and how there was a great comic book series that way. Wouldn't it be fucking awesome if they're like, look, there's no way to realistically make this make sense of a Wolverine Hulk movie. So we have another whole other division of Marvel properties that are on Netflix or being distributed via cable that is just pick a dope ass star for one. Mark Ruffalo is not the Hulk. It's totally different. It's just a one off story Wolverine.
Ed Norton's back.
Like what you're saying, but it's uncanon, but it's like.
It's what if,
Robert,
though.
Yeah, what not, if it's not canon? At all. We actually, and this is going against what I was saying, but we get the actors, and it is something like Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man fighting Hugh Jackman's Wolverine.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Hugh Jackman versus Ruffalo for
that'd
Hulk
be amazing.
Thing, right?
Saying this remind me of something that I was thinking about in the shower this morning. Like, how fucking crazy is it?
Slow down.
Yeah, do you want the details?
Yeah, give me the
details. Really small shower.
How
that's not
soapy
good.
Was it?
So, we are at a point in 2018 where we're about to get Infinity War, yeah. right? We know the things that are coming after that.
Big Aquaman coming down the line.
Big Aquaman. Even with that, when you look back at all the comic book movies, the superhero movies we've had in the last 20 years, we've hit pretty much every major comic book storyline ever. From DC, Fox, Marvel, all the things.
Like, right, yeah.
It's like there's a bunch that we haven't done. We haven't done Secret Wars. We haven't done this or that. But it's like we're at a point now where it's like, oh, man, Dark Knight Returns. Well, we saw it in Batman v Superman. I'm not saying they were all good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're good. Galactus, we did see it. You know,
I have a Secret Wars thing.
We'll symbiote, all that stuff. Fuck you. We saw that shit. You know, it's like it's Civil War was done in a movie. Like, it's pretty crazy. I don't know what they're going to do with Phase 4.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm saying I think it's so interesting to watch them sort of like, because the more movies they release, the more complex that cinematic universe gets. Mm-hmm. And you have to imagine that they have to, you know, it becomes that big puzzle piece. They have to keep making sure everything fits and making sure they're retconning things the right way. I'm just saying, like, give yourself a break. Have another property over there where you can play.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can make.
Don't act like that was just your idea. I'm telling you the idea.
I'm saying,
Nick, I love that idea.
Thank you, Kevin.
Good idea. He validated it.
Very good idea.
It was just in the air.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm getting a phone call. Kevin?
No.
Yes, I will come and work for Marvel now.
He's on his private jet.
Amazing idea.
Man. You can hear the wind.
You can hear the fucking just wind going by.
So are you?
It could be animated. That was the thing too. I meant to bring up earlier.
That's
right?
Cool.
You could do the what if and be like, hey, and it's every episode in my head opens with the Watcher setting it up, just like the comic book used to open, where he's the narrator of like
Spawn.
You all know the story of Captain America: Winter Soldier. Really got to pee already?
It's a fun animated series.
Do it like
bring me another one of them.
You know what?
Tim, bring me one of these. Tim.
What you know what I love? Animatrix stuff.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Like, get a bunch of really interesting guest directors to come and do.
Guest writers.
See,
bring them all in. That'd be
super high quality anime.
Going animated solves, I think, a lot of the problems. Because then it would be of like narrator of like, hey, you all know the Hulk from the Avengers movies, and you all know, and now that they have them, or they have the rights, Logan and Wolverine, we're bringing them, and it's just Hugh Jackman voicing and Ruffalo voicing, and then it's just animated.
Well, it's non-canon, but you're using canon as a jump-off point.
Yeah, exactly, so exactly,
It's like it's animated, but like we're starting from the movies, and then we're going to go
Man, that would be dope.
We just nailed it. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to make
it. And you solve the problem of, like, Jessica Jones, for instance, is a fascinating character, but she's not fascinating for 20 episodes. It's just not. It's hard to make that fun for that many episodes.
Well, see, this is one of the episodes I'm going to pitch you. I love Jessica Jones season one, right? Don't get me wrong. Yeah, it went too long and blah, blah, blah. Loved it, though. And
that's great.
I want to see...
One of the best villains in Marvel.
Kilgrave, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see him come back. I want a what-if storyline of he doesn't die, he's able to beat her. Because I do... Like, Jessica Jones season one, I get in arguments about this all the time. My problem was of... I like to lean back when I start talking. You know what I mean?
Oh, I feel like I should hold it.
Do it. Do what you want, man. Live it. Make it your own. You know what I mean? We're not like Sugar Pine 7 over here. We'll let you do what you want.
You can vape.
Jessica Jones, my problem was there's this guy who can control anyone with his words. First off, why wouldn't he engage onto the level of the Avengers of trying to get to Tony Stark? And secondly, why wouldn't she go to help? And everybody's like, well, how is she going to get an audience? And yada, I'm like, she's going to walk into Stark Tower holding a police car above her head.
Yeah.
I need to talk to Tony Stark.
I'm important.
Exactly. And like that alone will get her at least a meeting with S.H.I.E.L.D., where she'll be able to explain, da da da. I digress. I still would love to see him not get killed. We're talking about Kilgrave, Jessica Jones. Mm-hmm. And see him step up, and what would it look like of him versus the Avengers? If he was able to beat Jessica, or even at the very end of Jessica Jones, right?
Well,
he talks to her, and he does take her over again.
Right.
And so he's got her, and his powers are amplified, and then it is, what does New York look like, and how do the Avengers try to stop him?
I think Jessica's not logical enough in that series to have thought about it this way, but the smart thing is don't engage powerful people because he will take them over and use them against you.
Yeah,
that's great. So that's a good point. Luke Cage, I guess that did come up, actually,
Luke Cage
at some point.
Kind of came up with Luke Cage, right, where he was turned against her. So I think
that's a good point.
It would have been a bad idea, but it would have been fun to watch.
Yeah, and that's why I think the what-if storyline would work. What we've done is kicked around now the whole animated part of it, where we could animate it and then... Chris Evans and Hugh Jackman, and nobody has to actually be in shape. They can do whatever they want.
See, I love live action.
Me too.
And I love the idea of like who's gonna be Wolverine just once, and you get to get jacked out for it, and you don't have to keep it forever. But like any actor worth the salt right now, would be like, I would think about that.
Oh fuck yes,
I would think about that. Why not? And they could do Wolverine. And the other thing is too, you don't have to commit to the sort of Hollywood version of what a superhero has to look like. You can actually do what I've been saying for years, which is make Wolverine, make him short, make him like, make him squatty, hairy as fuck, and just like have him be the Wolverine, the 5'4" ball of fucking
fury. This is an opinion you stole from Comic Book Girl 19. Kevin, am I right?
I was born before her, so I believe that. I'm also it's what only she did in this show, man.
It's what she did in this show.
I wasn't here. I wouldn't know. Well,
oh, you watch the content you're not on. I'm aware of that.
Of course I do.
Of course.
Oh, I just want a Korg and Meek side story.
Great point.
Korg and Meek.
Just Korg in general.
Yeah.
But not, they do nothing heroic whatsoever.
Oh, no.
It's more
things,
just like.
Things happen around them.
Yeah. I like
that.
It's like about like the rent's going up or something just, like that. And they have to figure out a new place to live. It's like an episode of Girls. You know what I mean?
That's it. Where nothing really happens.
Nothing. No high stakes. It's all in their head.
At the end of Ragnarok, that's kind of what it was. Like I don't think he understood what was happening at all.
As he's case of point, he's like, you guys need, like, Loki's like, you guys are in need of leadership. He's like, okay. He's
like, thank you. He's like, thank you.
Yeah. It's so good.
What other stories do you want to see? We haven't done much with Spider-Man yet.
Yeah, I'm thinking with Spider-Man, there's two things I'm interested in. A darker side of it, of him teaming up with Daredevil on a very small kind of.
Put Spider-Man in it. Because Kingpin is really a Spider-Man villain more than a Daredevil villain.
And make a series, bro. Let's go. And then the other thing would be somehow with high school Spider-Man mixing with high school X-Men. Because the ultimate Kitty Pryde, Peter love thing going on. Very fucking cool.
I'm
going
to throw this out there. This is a tremendous opportunity to bring back the original superhero character that started this all. And everyone fucking sleeps on him. And I'm going to throw it out there.
Oh, God.
Blade.
Yep.
Fucking Blade. Do one episode, just all Blade. Just all vampires, all thing, whatever.
You know what I want from that?
I want that movie, though.
I want Wesley Snipes back. I want Wesley Snipes, but I want it to be essentially the movie of
or
if Blade was in the MCU.
I'll take it.
What would it look like? What would Blade in this real fucking universe being part of the universe look
like? Do we want to hold back on characters that could have canon stories, though? And like, because the what if maybe should be like, you've seen them, now we're going to play with them.
But you've seen Blade. Like, I feel like, based on the Wesley movies, right, enough people know Blade that it's like, okay, cool. What would it look like? Yeah, if he was just dropped into this universe where it's already happened. We've already had the fucking aliens out of the sky and now Ultron and all this different shit like that. That'd be really cool.
I want a new Blade movie, and I want him to be British.
That'd be amazing.
Idris Elba?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Heimdall? He's like, no, I'm Blade. He says it my
head. Hey, man, Josh Brolin's like eight characters now in the universe. Yeah. It doesn't matter. All I'm saying about.
There's so many great black British actors right now. Like, kill it.
But then they're gonna force him to do a fucking American accent, and it's gonna be Benedict Cumberbatch again.
Here we go.
Give
me the impression.
I don't know what everyone's talking about. I'm Benedict Cumberbatch.
Give me the Dormammu.
What's like Boyega?
Dormammu, I'm here to negotiate with you.
Like, the thing about like Boyega in Star Wars, too, it's like. The Empire's already British. Yeah, why was he American as a stormtrooper?
I don't know, man.
So it would connect with us.
Yeah, what's his name?
We wouldn't understand otherwise.
Domhnall Gleeson has that proper British accent, right? Like, let them all have it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think for
do posh.
An episode.
If you don't understand, like, is
whether it's animated or live action, what I would like to see, it's directed by Patty Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Natalie Portman picking up Mjolnir and becoming Lady Thor.
Oh, yeah.
Foster's Thor.
Yeah, do them.
Comic is so great.
Here's what I'm talking about. This is why I like this so much, right? Like, think about what's the best, one of the best one-off story superhero movies that's come out in the last, like, 2 years?
Ghostbusters.
No, that was close second. Talking Logan, right? So, Logan, you look at it, and that is, for all intents and purposes, kind of a standalone thing, right? It doesn't really play into Days of Future Past. Like, it's a whole story, and
there's
it's kind of
a soft reference to it, but it
a little bit, but like,
it's a bit what iffy.
But
right?
Exactly, it is a what iffy movie.
I think that's kind of what they wanted to do with those one-off Wolverine movies, and they tried to do it with Wolverine, where he's in Japan. It's kind of played in, but kind of didn't. This every single one of these could be that Logan level, where it's Netflix, so it can be R, it can be whatever we want it to be, and it doesn't have to tie into everything else. It's so cool. It can loosely tie in, but yeah, you can have Wolverine and Spider-Man. You can have all these characters, but when the next Wolverine doesn't have to be the same Wolverine as before.
Yeah.
It could be whatever.
Speaking of, I think season one we should
Miles Morales.
Season one we should only use every character once.
Yeah,
so there should be a Captain America episode,
put Wolverine in every episode,
but it's a different person.
But he's always just referenced in the background.
He's like he's the Stan Lee of our show.
I just love Wolverine.
I'm a Wade Bud.
Speaking of R, like
I'd want one episode to be Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds Deadpool, because I feel like that makes sense.
You have me so far.
Mystery Science Theater thing where it's him sitting in a theater And it's just a clip show of the entire MCU, and he's just riffing on the entire thing.
Oh, that's
fine. That's the episode.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. I say that makes sense because if you set the rule of we don't use any of the actors from the other movies, Deadpool being the one that just kind of breaks with form and breaks with tradition on that would be hilarious if we actually got Ryan Reynolds to do it. I like how we're saying we.
It makes sense because it breaks
you. We're in the. We're in with Kevin right now.
Well, like with Deadpool, yes, I want to like that Ant-Man scene where he goes to the Avengers campus. Mm-hmm. I want Deadpool to do that, but see all the Avengers in it, right? So it's just like Deadpool versus the Avengers. Yes. He's usually associated with X-Men characters, right?
Yeah.
But it's just like to see him mess around.
Well, isn't it weird too that we have to even mentally we have to divide the characters still in our brains right
well,
now?
Of
the
X-Men universe. I've always think that we're one phase away. Like, I think that after Phase 4, I think Phase 4 is still going to be, like, we'll see when they get the rights to the X-Men and all that.
I think it's
like,
mid-Phase 4.
That's potentially mid-Phase 4. It'll be introducing stuff. But I think by the time we get to whatever Phase 5 is, the general moviegoers are going to understand that there is a whole bunch of different things, and that's when I think it's just going to get all fucking crazy. And that's when multiverse comes in.
I think, there's a good opportunity now to give it a couple of years, mid-Phase 4, introduce X-Men. And just take the entire MCU in the direction of Fantastic Four, redo some of the, like, don't just do X-Men the trilogy, but break out some of those characters and do trilogies for them that make sense. You know, Wolverine can do his own trilogy.
Channing Tatum finally getting his Gambit.
Finally get that Gambit.
He's been trying forever.
Then bring it together with, like, an Avengers versus X-Men.
We just get you on that mic.
I would love to see something with Magneto and in those storylines. Something with
finally
that.
Get Magneto Origins.
Or get Magneto with Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch and that actual relationship they're all supposed to have, you know, with New Genosha. You know, like that storyline where it's like they're out on the island by themselves. They've quartered themselves off there. And what's that look like? Like the rest of the world's coming down on them. Yeah. And they're like, you have to stop this or else. And it's like a doomsday clock scenario. And that could be super fun.
Now we're getting some good stuff out here. Kevin, what do you got terms of other stuff you want to see from the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Cool.
I saw a thread on Reddit a couple days ago was talking about like a stupid fan theory that's like the Jar Jar Binks being a Sith thing where it's like it's stupid, but like they made it make sense enough of Ant-Man having been in a lot of scenes of these movies. Just really
small. That's really small.
That's really funny. Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know, it could be a fun thing of just like different key moments from the MCU. But
that episode should be called It's a Small World.
We figure you could piggybacking off that, right? What if when he went into the quantum realm, right? Mm-hmm. What if when he got big, got out somewhere else? You know what I mean? He came back, but he didn't come back in his time. He came back in.
It's almost the same, but something slightly different.
Yeah, he came back in Captain America's time. World War II Captain America time or something like that. You could do something with that.
I think you're describing what I'm pretty sure Avengers 4 is going to be.
Yeah.
Quantum Realm.
There's going to be a lot of time jumping.
Yeah, well, I figure.
I don't think it's Time Stone. I think it's Quantum Realm stuff.
Yeah. Is that so? Give me your pitch. I want your pitch.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be realizing that, I mean, depending on what happens in Infinity War, there's still a big bad, still a problem, potentially still Thanos is existential threat. You go back and you find the characters that were missing, that maybe didn't make it through Infinity War.
Sure.
Find them in their time, but going to different times. And also finding all the opportunities where Infinity Stones were first introduced and changing something in the past or bringing people forward into the future.
Gotcha.
Using the quantum realm.
Yeah. Because that's been the rumor, right? Of like, why in these shots does RDJ have his hole in there? Where
Thor's
is
in his old outfit. Yeah, Captain America's in his old outfit. They're back in New York. They're here. They're there. You know.
Yeah,
that's gonna happen.
God, so fucking.
We're gonna see.
It's gonna be fucking cool.
Do you think it's Quantum Realm 2 or do you think it's Time Stone?
It's Quantum Realm.
I always thought it was Time Stone, but okay.
Yeah, no. It's,
but I do know that.
Because Time Stone is very linear.
We haven't seen it anymore, so we don't know. But yeah, like, I think it's Quantum.
I feel like Time Stone is linear. I think Quantum Realm lets you like you're going in kind of to an alternate world. Like it's kind of like you kind of it allows you to mess with stuff more.
Okay.
Because it's just more kind of mushy.
Multiversey instead of just like time.
Yeah. My question then for you guys with all the theories, because me and Kevin over here have to stay mum, of course. And this is kind of moot for anybody who's not watching live, I guess, but stick with me because you're here and you love conversations. Do you think we have an idea of that happening when we leave Infinity War? Because the way I've been thinking it is Infinity War is going to be bloodbath, death, Thanos wins. I hope it's that he snaps and we cut to black and we don't get an Easter egg or anything. But then Ant-Man and Wasp is a prequel to that. So then they are getting into the quantum realm and they're figuring all that out to set up Avengers 4.
I think it's going to be less bloody than that. He's here. He's here with us.
I know. Well, wait, I think
he really looks like that Spider-Man meme. The shitty drawing.
I mean, no. Look, just don't, Nick. Keep doing exactly what you're doing. Keep doing, and then look at then everybody else. Look at the screen of Nick, and yeah, look, it's like great. That is like a beat down Spider-Man. That is a Spider-Man who is just like.
This
not
is the what if.
Is like, this is the what if.
Is it Mike Nose?
Oh, Mike Nose is Spider-Man. I didn't know.
Oh my God. I think it's gonna be. I think we're gonna lose a couple important people, but not everybody. I think Ant-Man and the Wasp is going to set up the tech that lets us then. I think Iron Man's going to survive, but I think he's going to regret what happens in Infinity War, and he's going to want to redo it. Mm. He's going to say, if things had gone differently, this could have gone better for us. And then that's what they do.
So do you think Ant-Man and Wasp, and I don't think this has been announced, is timeline-wise after Infinity War?
I think so.
Huh. Okay.
No.
You don't think so?
They've announced this before Infinity War.
I can't keep up
before
Infinity
War. Is it before?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At least
he's definitely on. Like,
there might be parts that aren't.
He's got like a
it's after
ankle
Civil
brace
War.
And everything. So
it's
after Civil War.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Because do you think you could have beaten Cap? If I'd asked you to come fight Cap, would you have? Yeah. I don't know, but you wouldn't be in the.
They've said that I forgot the timeline, but I think it's like 4 months after Civil War. Like, okay. It's not far after Civil War.
So I'm wrong.
But I still think that But we don't know when Avengers 4 is.
I don't think it's going to be that. The world is over at the end of this movie. I think it's going to be that the world is like diminished.
Do you think we beat Thanos at the end of this movie?
Well, the Infinity Gauntlet storyline, the world isn't over.
Yeah, he just kills half of it.
The people die.
Yeah.
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 I don't even know that he
But I don't think he kills
that.
Half the people and walks away.
No, I think that's what he does.
Yeah,
I think he loses but doesn't die, and so it creates the problem if he's going to come back.
Okay. Okay.
It's like a Pyrrhic victory kind
Kevin,
of thing.
You have more to say. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I had the same question for Lewis. If whether, like, did you think he was going to lose? I think that. I want it to end with him getting all the stones on the gauntlet, putting it on, snapping his finger, cut to black. And we all know what that means. And, man, that would be awesome. I can't wait
for this movie.
I think that if they end it now...
If they beat Thanos in this movie, that's going to be...
It's not as exciting.
Fucking horrible.
This is
going to be the Empire Strikes Back of MCU.
Yeah.
If it has the potential to, at least.
There's no way.
That's interesting.
In terms of tone.
I don't disagree with you. I just feel like that would be, it was such a missed opportunity if they didn't keep the storyline going for... another movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge achievement if they can make a really cool, like, four-hour-long
I don't think you beat him, but I think you...
I think you beat him, and this movie ends badly for everyone.
So, how fucking cool
is it? I think it ends. I think it's a good standalone story, like, but I think it is Empire Strikes Back, right. Where he gets
Evil's
the last
on
stone,
the upswing,
or
yeah.
there's
yeah.
one more stone left, and he gets it at the beginning of the next
He's already killed those people, and it's just him turning and, like,
and it's so funny, because you guys, everyone listening besides the live people, they're going to know everything.
Of course.
So we're going to sound like
we could be totally wrong. Right.
But Soulstone, what is up with it? Are we going to see it in Infinity War? And if so, what is
it?
I have two theories to it. One, we don't see it at all, actually, and we hold it, right? Two, it is already in plain sight. Like, they keep saying it's not in Wakanda. I think there's a version of it where it could be. I think the vibranium meteorite is not a meteorite. It could be basically a shell for the Soul Stone that was sent to Earth to hide it. And so because it'll make sense because when you think about the Soul Stone has like a lot of the Necropolis stuff in the comics is very Soul Stone-y. So like the ability for Black Panther to talk to his ancestors and talk to the dead and all that kind of stuff. I thought they were just going to introduce that full stop. That. But I think what the implication is that the energy from it is in like the plants. And that's why he goes back and talks to his ancestors. The vibranium stuff is what gives him the strength, but there's two different effects to it. You know,
it was so interesting that there wasn't a stone in Black Panther because everyone was like, they have to. And I think it was a good call that he didn't at the end of the day. But yeah, I don't know. My money is on them not having the Soul Stone in this movie.
What?
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I feel like you have to at least introduce it, part one, part two. But like, what was the? It's confirmed we're not seeing Adam Warlock in this, right? Or do we not know that?
It's not confirmed. I think it's extremely unlikely that they would bring someone back from the Guardians.
Is that confirmed that we see Captain Marvel?
People keep kind of slipping it in interviews and stuff like that. So it feels like we do.
I mean, I totally expect us to.
The fact that Ant-Man and the Wasp is a
prequel. I don't think
we
see Captain Marvel in this movie.
Really?
In the post-credit? Absolutely. We're getting Captain Marvel in post-credit, but not in the movie.
Why we don't see Hawkeye is because I think he's with Nick Fury, and Nick Fury's with Captain Marvel.
Is Hawkeye in this movie?
He will be on screen at some point.
You think?
It might be post credits, but he's.
Honestly, I'm 50-50.
He's going to have the Soul Stone, put it on an arrow, shoot it through Russo Thanos, brothers. Capture his soul,
and then pull it out. The Russo brothers have said that he has a storyline.
Yeah, they're very much like, if you're a Hawkeye fan, you're gonna be happy with what we're doing.
I hope it's just him too.
In purple sweatpants.
It might be Avengers 4, though. It might be where they hold him back for the whole movie. That's my thing,
because they're directing both these. So it's like.
Because what it could be is like, if they're both going to be prequels, so maybe he does win, Thanos does win. We see two prequel movies, because Captain Marvel was in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
That was like Hall H announcement. And then we do 4, which is basically like the redo with Captain Marvel in the hot seat. And then we kind of pay off to like, where the hell has Nick Fury been? Where the hell has Hawkeye been?
Where have you been, Nick Fury?
I've been right here.
Terrible.
He does a great job.
This is my Samuel L. I'm working on it.
I don't know if you are.
Is Nick Fury in this movie?
It's like Gone with the Wind.
It was pretty bad. It's not good. It's admittedly terrible.
Do you think we see Nick at all?
I don't know. Maybe I think if we see him, we see him with Hawkeye. And I think if we see them, if we don't see them in the movie, we see them in the post credits.
I think Nick's going to be in post credits.
It's to like
Hawkeye's 50-50 for me in the whole movie. Captain Marvel, I think, is post credits. I don't think she's in the movie.
You don't think we get a different version of Hawkeye, like the Ronin?
Yeah.
Wait, what does that mean? Ronin?
We do, but they're not going to call him Ronin. I think it's going to be like.
I think everyone's going to be like screenshots and be like, look, that's going to be Ronin. Like,
I'm confused. Yeah. What are we talking about?
Ronin is like when Hawkeye essentially comes back as, alter ego of like, he's way cooler. Like, has a fucking actual outfit.
Oh, he's got like the purple wings on his face and the purple H?
No, that's still Hawkeye.
It's like a black ninja suit.
Who the fuck cares? He's cool enough as he is. They don't need to give him a new code.
Well, it's like the Nomad.
Are they going to call Captain America Nomad?
They're not going to call him Nomad.
That's the thing, is I'm only going to call it. I think that's what Kevin's saying about the Ronin thing. It's like, they're not going to call it that, but it's
cool. He's going to look like it a little bit.
One of the movies, right, his concept art for Hawkeye looked a lot like this. I remember people talking about this.
For Civil War.
Here's my question, though, because in the comic books, not to go back to Adam Warlock, huge part of Infinity War. I mean, he's the main, basically, fulcrum point. So do you feel like they're like, nope, we're not going that way? That he's just going to be a bad guy in Guardians of the Galaxy 3?
I don't even necessarily think he's going to be a bad guy. I think that's a Guardian storyline.
Okay.
I think it's similar to Civil War, where it's like, oh, how are they going to do Civil War without mutants?
Because
I think they're going to have Adam Warlock be part of the next phase, and it's going to be like a cosmic big
bad. So you don't think he has anything to do with the Soul Stone whatsoever?
I think they're going to redo his story to be about Celestials, right? Because they already talked about Ego and all that stuff. I think they're going to have like a whole other villain, and Adam Warlock's going to be part of that.
You think he's going to be like Eternity is going to be someone that comes in? Yeah.
I mean, we've seen Eternity, so.
Well, we saw stars in his eyes, and he said Eternity.
Yeah, in.
Looked like it.
Guardians Volume 2.
Yeah, so that's the hard part, is that like I want to see that culmination of all this in at least Avengers 4. Like, I want to see him in the fucking space throne, like out there making his own universe, and I just don't think we're going to get
that. Yeah, no. I think this is a totally different interpretation. Yeah. I think that's why seeing everything we've seen so far of Thanos doesn't have the whole outfit, and he is more looking like a dude.
Yeah,
you know,
right. I'm just
not
a guy.
Like, not,
remember the we've seen? They're not going with the storyline.
He's not making
him
out
being
with
in love
a goth
with death.
Chick.
Talked about why the gauntlet's so big to begin with? Like, why did they make it Thanos size?
In the comics, it's Thanos size, and he also has a matching one on the other hand that just doesn't have stone holes.
Well, yeah, it was his glove. It was just his gauntlet. His actual glove.
I always assumed that he made it.
Yeah,
he made it to chase him.
The stones weren't. He made it to fit the stones. The stones pre-exist, but like.
That makes a lot of sense.
And then like Odin.
That's what it is.
Thinks he has.
But why was it when she knocks it off, she's like fake or whatever? Why is it like that big?
Because it's the fake one of him. It's the fake thing.
He made it because he's been chasing the stones for that long.
Well, no. Somebody else made it to copy the one he has.
Right.
Yeah.
The Asgardians thought that they took it from him. Like, they're hiding the stone.
Got
it. Because they hid the reality stone and all this sort of stuff.
That's right. Got it.
No, there was ether.
Oh, right, the red one.
Give it to the collector.
Fucking one. Great. Lou, when we come back, I want you to pitch me your what-if story for Black Panther. Oh. But right now, I want to tell you about our sponsors, Sherry Berries. You know what's coming up? Mother's Day. You know what my mom loves? Me not forgetting Mother's Day. Have I forgotten Mother's Day before? I have, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just a human being like you, obsessed with comic book movies, and I can't remember every day, every holiday. I'm just a human being, Big
365.
You know what I mean? I'm just a human being.
I can't remember a single birthday.
See, there you go. So here's what I want you to do, everybody. You have the Sherry's Berries. I'd like you to know that I was so hungry after Kind of Funny Games Dailies, I ate four Sherry's. Kevin said to open.
They're
Hold
gone.
On.
They're all going to be gone.
There is one Sherry's Berry. Get in there, Kev. Get in it. As you know, we don't recommend something unless we use it. We eat these berries all the time. Nick, you don't because you're a weirdo.
No, I do love berries, though.
We eat them. They're chocolate-covered strawberries. They're fantastic. And right now, I am giving you an easy out. Mother's Day is coming up. Heed my advice and take this Sherry's Berries.
You're saying advice, not warning. Heed my warning.
Heed my warning. Right now, my listeners can send Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Or, check this out, you can double the berries for just $10. Your mom's going to love this. Send them to your wife. Your wife had a kid. You got a kid with your wife. Or she doesn't. You know what I mean? Does your wife have a child of any kind? Mm-hmm. It does not matter if you are blood related to this child. Mm-hmm. She would appreciate if you remember, hey, Sherry's Berries, you're a mother. There you go. Do they have dogs? Do they have cats? Are they one of these people? Goldfish.
You got a guppy?
Have you ever heard your significant other refer to themselves as a mom? Mm-hmm. Now, as you know, I've begun calling Nick daddy.
Yes, yes.
I call Kevin mommy. Yes, should Kevin I send him mother. Some Sherry's Berries?
Yes, you should.
I don't know, and I'll leave it up to you.
Let's wait for the ones to come out of his stomach first that he's already ingested.
There's...
I like your pitch to the strong stepfather demo.
Yeah. There's only one way to get this amazing deal for mom, freshly dipped strawberries, starting at $19.99 plus shipping or handling. And remember, you can double the berries for $10 more. Mother's Day is May 13th. I would have forgotten that if not for this ad. So go visit berries.com right now. That's berries, berries.com. Then click the mic in the upper right corner and enter my Greggy code. That's berries.com, code Greggy.
I love that they got berries.com. Shout out to them.
It's pretty dope.
Sherry's Berries on top of it.
Own berries.
Now, does Gia consider herself a mom in any way, shape, or form?
A mom?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, then you're free on this. But I'll tell you right now, much like we call Kevin mommy.
No, we don't.
Gia, we're going to call other mommy.
No. Jen is Portillo's mom, so I gotta take care of her now. I got
you. How do you say it?
Is it like mommy, like Spanish?
With an I?
Like mommy?
Yeah. Mommy's with an I when it's Spanish. Mommy's with an O and a Y.
Mommy doesn't quite have the same ring as Poppy, though.
How is mommy when we refer to Kevin as mommy?
How does what?
Spanish version.
How is
Spanish version
mommy spelled when we refer to Kevin as mommy?
M-A-M-I.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah.
M-A-M-I, okay.
Yeah. You have to.
Shit. Yeah.
Okay. So
what were you thinking? Were you thinking M-O-M-M-Y?
When I call Nick daddy, how do I spell that?
I don't speak Spanish.
Well, daddy is different, though.
D-A-D-D-Y.
No, I mean
daddy
in the same way.
Poppy?
In the way I call Nick
I like
daddy,
Poppy,
I call
but
Kevin.
Like, yeah, but I feel like daddy doesn't have that same type of... Daddy's still daddy. Mommy's
can somebody call me Poppy and just see if it fits?
Poppy. No. Because my grandfather, we call him Poppy. Not Poppy. P-O-P-P-Y. Yeah.
Next topic, boys.
Fungi Cool Medina.
What's up?
You like this Black Panther movie, correct?
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I've seen you tweet about it.
You were
twice.
At the premiere, you fucking asshole.
I was at the premiere.
Yeah. I hate that.
That's my good. Bow tie.
I'm so jealous. You're on the purple carpet.
How'd you get into
that? I was on the purple carpet. Friends with Daniel.
Daniel who?
Kaluuya.
Oh, I'm just going to drop. I'm just friends with Daniel.
It's weird because if I say it, I can't.
Daniel?
I got to say it.
Yeah.
But it is weird.
Give me your what if Black Panther, either animated cartoon, either whatever we're getting. What are we getting for Black Panther?
Black Panther New York. Black Panther, Luke Cage.
You got
fighting
me.
Crime.
You got me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot. Now, is it similar to the end of Black Panther, spoilers, where they open the Oakland Wakanda Center?
It's like, do you do something in Harlem?
Ooh-wee!
You know, things go bad. Black Panther has to be there. You do like a whole, Reggie Hudlin did this run where Black Panther became kind of like surrogate Daredevil for a little while.
Okay.
So I want to get away from Wakanda, be in New York, fight crime.
Sure. Yeah. Smell the garbage. Why not?
Just enjoy that.
He's enjoyed the fresh
enjoy the
air sights, too long.
The rats, the pigeons.
I have a different Black Panther pitch.
Oh, God.
Killmonger.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Makes it out.
Love it.
It's a little ship.
Mm-hmm.
His whole plot goes through with it.
Oh, I like that.
Well, he's on the ship and the ship gets out.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'm going to pilot one of these.
I'm going to pilot. I'm going to get out. The plan's going to happen.
Sorry. We know
one's
going
to get the Wakandan.
Ooh, one's going to New York. Wait.
Yeah, no.
Let's tie these back together.
There we go.
Killmonger. Redux, Phase 2 versus Luke Cage in New York.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd sign off on that one.
Holy shit. I love it. What you got, Nick?
Wrong universe. Wrong universe.
Doesn't matter. Throw it out there.
I want to see Storm in Wakanda.
I was trying to remember which universe Constantine's in, but that's DC, right?
I have a contribution.
Everybody, Joey Noel. WakandaFunny.com.
She has to take the music.
He's taking Mew and he's going to give us one of our what-if storylines.
So, you guys were talking about Black Panther, right?
Right.
Black Panther. I want the entire movie of Black Panther retold from Killmonger's point of view.
Oh, I love it.
I feel like you could totally, like, Ryan that's what that I think too, makes him such it. A good villain is that you could totally retell the whole thing from him, and it would be an awesome story of he's going to, like, take his place on, like, the throne and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's avenging his father's death, and he's taking over.
Very good. Very good show.
Thank you.
I love it. I think, like, yeah, I love it.
I'm going to take it one step further. Kay. I want Iron Man 2. From Whiplash's point of view.
No, I want him hanging out with the bird.
Where is my bird? I want my bird.
You're like Boyd.
Boyd.
You know, I can't do it as well as Andy so does. Good at it. Andy's really good at it.
Yeah. He's all stressed out there on there, editing things.
He's stressed out about everything. You know what I mean?
Him, I was like, Andy, come in here. Give your pitch.
That's what I said, too. And he's like, I just don't have time. I can't.
You want to call him?
Sure.
We call him again?
Sure.
Let's go ahead and give him a call.
I love how it's like, hey, Andy's stressed out. Let's fuck with him.
Don't let me know you're stressed out.
He's not fucking with him as much as it is making love to him.
He's stressed out.
He's not stressed out.
He very much is.
Why is he stressed out?
Because Premiere fucked everything.
He's got party mode up today. It's done. It's over.
His bosses are in the room, right? Like,
hey, Greg.
Hey, Andy. It's Nick, not Greg. Sorry, Greg's holding the phone.
Real quick, too, Andy. I'm sorry. It's Greg now. You missed the party mode yesterday. We now call Nick Daddy.
Andy, could you please refer to me as Daddy for the rest of this phone conversation? We're pitching around ideas for kind of a one-off anthology show for Marvel. We're wondering if you wanted to come in and pitch us your idea.
I told them no, Andy. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on my way.
If you want to bring some sort of Cheeto or goldfish, that'd be dope, too.
Don't.
Actually, you know what? Could
don't
you
worry. Just come in. Just all come right. in the room. It's fine.
You can get my pork rinds off my desk. That'd be great. Okay.
Oh, he's on his way.
I really hope he doesn't come in. I hope he just fucking keeps working in there.
He knows I'll come get him.
Yes, this is why he's stressed. It's Tim's quietly just bringing the stress on.
Don't stress him out. You know what I mean?
He's fucking working, man. Work.
Huh?
Party modes aren't going to edit themselves.
He came in today on the morning show and said party mode's dying.
You don't have a kind of
only,
about it.
I think
there's a big problem.
Like,
ladies and gentlemen, Andy Cortez with the Cheez-Its.
Okay.
Nick, can I have one?
Oof, man, these are fucking...
How old are these?
Thanks, man. The smell?
Did you open them?
I know.
I feel like they've been in there a long time.
No, they're good, dude. Just eat it.
We just got them delivered from our good friend Big Core on Twitter.
Oh, okay, no, they're good, everybody.
And Big Core, you can stop.
Big Core, please stop saying snacks.
Big Lou, eat one.
You are...
Big Lou, are you one of these guys who doesn't eat anything?
No, I eat food. I enjoy food.
Good food or
does
like,
be
like
a vegetable? I had Jack in the Box yesterday. So.
Then fucking eat one cheese.
And that spicy cheese.
Yeah, it's not that spicy.
I don't love spicy cheese.
It's mixing too many streams.
You guys are
kind of. Yeah. I mean, I love Cheetos. I love hot Cheetos.
Right? I'm going to do a what if episode where Big Lou eats the cheese.
Can we cover them all? Can we go over all 9 of these already?
Well, do you have an idea already?
No, I don't have the slightest clue, guess. I'm not operating on all cylinders.
I literally told them, I came up to you and I was like, hey man, like if you want to do this thing, and you're like, oh no, I'm working, I can't think right now. And they're like, let's call Andy.
Fantastic.
So what you need to know is that the What If series, Marvel's What If series on Netflix right now, completely open. We're
It's already out?
No, we're in the room now. We're negotiating with Kevin.
So out of it. Feige.
And
shit, thank you.
There's been talk, is it different characters? Or different actors? Are we recasting them? Is it all animated so we can just use voices? That way everybody can be everybody.
People,
you know what I mean? Hugh Jackman doesn't have to get in jacked up shape again. I'll leave it up to you. I'll tell you what we have right now. Currently we have 10 episodes. We have a Captain America Winter Soldier rift. A riff on it. You know what I mean? Where I like the one over here. Red Skull wins. Steve Rogers becomes the Winter Soldier.
Mm.
So we go there, right?
So it's like the future, you're fighting the revolution against Hydra.
That's really cool.
Hydra.
That's really cool.
We have the obvious
one. That's the best one.
We have the obvious one at number 2.
It
right
is
now.
The best one, though.
Wolverine versus Hulk.
It's a movie.
Okay, yeah.
Obviously. You got to have it, right? Number 3.
Or I need to say, like, each one's the best one. As they
Kilgrave from Jessica Jones doesn't get killed at the end of Jessica Jones, takes control of Jessica Jones, and then it's him versus the Avengers.
All right.
It's him taking over New York. You know what I mean? How are they going to stop him? What are they going to do? Then we have this hot one. Spidey and Daredevil versus the Kingpin.
Oh, cool.
In New York, right?
I like that a lot.
There's an all there, right now we have a slash in there of Spidey and the X-Men in high school doing stuff together. Shenanigans.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Then at number five right now, Blade. Blade is has been existing in the MCU this entire time. What does that look like? Here's the adventures of Blade.
I picture him like in a forest, like running around finding potions.
Shots.
Aliens are real now too.
like New York's happening, and he's just like sitting in a hallway, just being like,
"These aren't vampires. I'm not gonna fight them."
He tries to stake one. He's like, "This isn't a vampire."
Yeah. Number six, Jane Foster, Natalie Portman, is Thor. She picks up the hammer. She's worthy. Patty Jenkins has to direct that episode, so this actually happens.
Cool. Okay.
Number seven. This is a cool one. It's Deadpool. But Mystery Science Theater 3000 style, where it's a clip show of MCU clips, and he's talking over them, making fun of them. Or it's Deadpool versus the Avengers. We're working on that one.
Okay.
Number eight, this was a Nick request, and I just couldn't turn him down because he's got those eyes, and he's my daddy. Magneto. It's a Magneto episode. Maybe it's just him and Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch being, you know, they actually have that relationship.
Oh, okay. Oh, like a Modern Family sort of sitcom?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. I don't think that's what you meant, but I love it.
We talked about Wolverine in World War II as like a potential what if, right? Like this first Avenger Wolverine.
Yeah.
What if you liberate a camp and at the reveal at the end is that it's Eric himself?
Oh, that'd be cool.
That's
really
like
cool.
His origin. It's like he sees that. Captain America and Wolverine liberate his camp and he survives, but it
so now you're saying and Wolverine. Is it Captain America? Is Wolverine Captain America?
No, Wolverine is a Howling Commando in this version.
That'd be so sick.
Yes. I have my idea.
Well, I'm not done yet. Number nine, we have a Black Panther Luke Cage team up, where it evolves as I go, right? Where there's a Wakanda like embassy in Harlem, and that's what's going on. And then it's also though, what if Killmonger actually got out?
Was an alt right? No,
that's a Joey.
He got out. He got out of Wakanda, right? Came to New York, and then that's why Black Panther and Luke Cage are teaming up to take on Killmonger there, right? And then there was another one that was Joey's, which was Black Panther retold, but from Killmonger's perspective.
Oh, no, never mind. Killmonger. I was thinking Killgrave.
Me too.
Yeah.
And then final number.
Well, there was another one.
Number 10.
Iron Man 2 from Whiplash's
perspective. No, that's not a real one.
Hanging out with the bird.
Cut it.
Andy, the bird. Andy, give Lou your impression.
I want my bird.
Then number 10 is Big Lou eats a hot cheese.
Jesus.
The whole episode.
But inside of
just Dormammu.
I keep trying to eat it and I get interrupted by like some
Big Lou, I've come to bargain. Just walking with the Cheez-Its.
So my idea, guys. Now stick with me, okay. Tom Holland's walking around, right? And he's just doing his thing, right? Shirtless. Maybe he's shirtless. Cool. Yeah, maybe he's shirtless.
Is he 18?
Huh?
Is he 18 by this point?
Yeah, I think he's like, okay. Oh, you mean in this scenario?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, who cares? For the sake of imagination, who cares? Okay. He's shirtless, looking firm as all hell, right? Turns a corner, goes into geometry class. Andrew Garfield's there. Who's the teacher? Tobey Maguire.
Whoa!
And it's a whole mashup.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Verse.
I like Spider-Man better.
Well, Spider-Man is with
that's the animated
and
thing, right?
But the show's called 2.5 Spider-Man.
Oh, like the actual series.
Yeah, the actual series Spider-Man is when Peter
who's
meets
the half?
Into the Spider-Verse.
2.5 Spider-Man.
2.5
Tom Holland is the half. And it's Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire. Right.
Yes.
And Andrew Garfield is the one like always banging the girls who walk into the house. And Tobey Maguire is like the stiff, like, ah, Andrew, you know.
But none of them know that they're all also Spider-Man.
Yes.
Yes.
Because they're from alternate dimensions, you know.
So wait now, real quick, just to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
Are they living together or just in geometry class? They're banging girls.
There's like, you know, Andrew Garfield's banging other teachers.
Yeah. Exactly. But no, Andrew Garfield. Yeah.
Oh, Tobey Maguire.
Sorry. No, he's still banging the other teachers.
Yeah, he's a senior banging the teachers.
I picture Tobey Maguire as the geometry teacher, and I picture Andrew Garfield as maybe like the like PE or
upper
something
classman?
Like that. No. I picture him as a teacher.
He's a teacher too.
He's one of the men. Like, he's one of the adults in the situation.
Got it.
And Tom Holland's
he's
little, the
young,
like,
the
little boy.
English teacher. And, like...
Yeah.
You know, like, the one that just got out of college.
Oh, like in Boy Meets World. Or...
Yeah.
That really cool teacher. Mr. What's his name?
Turner.
Mr. Turner.
Thank you, Mr. Turner.
But I was also thinking of Mr. Belding's younger brother with the blonde hair in Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah,
when he wanted to take him on that field trip. And he was like super cool. And then
he's too cool.
Turns out, what happened with him?
I don't remember actually what the... There was a downside to that
there
episode.
There was a downside. And it was like a bummer.
No, I don't remember this at all, but I'm going to assume it was severe drug abuse. Makes them a little molestation.
Jesus.
They only had one.
I'm glad he's not mic'd. I keep begging for a mic there. I'm glad it is not there. Jesus.
Drug episode. It was like Speed, right? Like, she was just taking Speed.
Oh, Jesse Spanos?
Yeah.
I'm so scared.
I'm so
I've gotten an email in the past
day
from Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter saying updates to our terms of service and privacy. I'm like, this is lies.
Periscope sent me one,
too. It's the European legislation.
Yeah. Is this real?
They're getting ready
for this. Isn't a scam?
No, it's real.
It's real.
Well, it's because a lot of Facebook shit.
Mr. Belding's brother, Rod, a substitute teacher, arrives at Bayside to take the gang's history class. Rod proves instantly popular, but soon Mr. Belding is dismayed to find that the kids prefer his brother to him. Wait, where's it
going? No, but something happened.
Yeah, I know.
They're
aware.
Going on a field trip.
The fabulous Belding boys. We'll figure it out. Hold on.
He's like a con artist or something.
Oh, here, we got a wiki.
Okay, great.
Summary. The gang finds themselves in trouble when an obnoxious teacher bans them from the class field trip unless they pass a test. On the day of the test, the teacher does not show, so Mr. Belding's brother Rod takes over and offers to take the class on a special field trip. He happens to sweet-talk the kids, tells them what a free-spirited life he lives. He even just gives them an A.
He does this whole thing with a test, like...
there will be a field trip. He acts as their friend and makes him very popular with the kids. However, when Zach accuses Mr. Belding of harboring jealousy towards his brother, he later regrets it when he sees Rod for who he is. Doesn't tell me anything. All right, now we're into plot. This is much longer.
Geez, that is long.
Do you want the entire?
I absolutely do. I need to know.
You want from the top?
My guess was
we're going from the top.
Severe drug abuse mixed in with a little fun, lighthearted molestation.
From the top of the fabulous Belding boys plot. This is season 2.
Why don't we skip to the
episode
end?
15. No, you wanted the whole thing, bitch.
Fair point. Give it
strap in. Topic 3 then.
There's no topics
anymore.
It's fine.
In the beginning of this plot?
Yeah. Do you have somewhere to be? Jesus. Have a cheese it.
Give him a fucking
episode
cheese.
Episode 9.
It.
The students are in a panic over an upcoming history test. Even worse, the teacher, Mr. Dickerson, clearly relishes the idea of them all failing. That's bad teaching. During several students are called to Mr. Belding's office to discuss the upcoming trip. They try to come up with a destination, but no one can agree. So Mr. Belding says that he will decide and let everyone know when he does. Later, and this is a giant paragraph.
You lost Lou. He's thinking about everything but this.
The gangs.
I'm back in God of War.
Yeah, I know.
I just want to know what he did wrong.
Mike.
At last, it's time for everyone to leave for the class trip, but Rod is nowhere to be found. Zach goes looking for him and overhears Mr. Belding and Ron arguing. Turns out that Rod has decided to spend the weekend with a stewardess named Inga and wants his brother to just come up with an excuse for him. Mr. Belding refuses and throws him out. Before he leaves, thank you, Big Lou. Before he leaves,
will this make you stop?
Richard reveals his disappointment in Rod. No, it will not. I didn't know either. With the belief, he hoped he'd be a better person and instead is still the same Rod. Rod leaves, but Zach turns away so he can't see him. Still, Zach doesn't know how he can efface his friends after seeing Rod for the selfish person he is. Still going.
Can I stop you for 1 second?
Yeah.
Nick.
Yeah.
What was the last gist of what Greg just said?
I'm still holding out for my theory that Rod is severely addicted to cocaine and barbiturates and also likes to mix in a little lighthearted molestation into his stuff.
When he continues, Mr. Belding's called out by Zach. Zach's all right. Zach's angry.
Saved by the Bell was dumb.
In turn, Zach apologizes for his behavior and admits that the school has the better Belding. Peter England. Engel.
Ragu. Belding is on number 19 on our list.
It's been 342 episodes of this show.
Yeah.
And you took this long to get on, and this is why.
This is it.
I'm going to throw this out there as a possible.
At some point
Steven Septic's like, ooh, here's the camera. You're on fucking for him.
You got an ambush for you.
I'm going to throw this out there as a possible number 12 rounding out the list.
So I ate the Cheez-It. Can we
I mean, it's still a great episode.
Open so up we got two more.
Think about how popular this episode was, though. And how, you know, we could add that in.
I don't think... Now, I like John Bernthal, and I think he did an okay job.
What? He was a great Punisher. He's a great Punisher.
I don't think they have nailed Punisher yet.
Have you watched The Punisher?
I watched it all. I watched the whole season. I watched him in Daredevil Season 2, and then I watched him in the standalone thing. Thought it was good. Thought it was fun. I want to see...
I thought Nick and I were, like, allies in this, but he just turned on
the bar. Again, I liked it, and I thought it was good, but I want to see them have Punisher be a little more unhinged, a little more methodical, and get someone like Paul Verhoeven to come in and direct it and just do a one-off story where he is hunting people down. None of this emotional fucking problems.
Does he hunt people with powers?
No.
Is that how we kind of tie it back to the MCU? No.
Just fucking regular annihilates people with Gatling guns. Because my biggest problem with Punisher is always like, I'm fucking crying over my wife.
He decides to kill people with
superpowers. Have you read any Punisher, or are you just saying, I want this to be more fucked up?
I read one Punisher comic book, and it was, I think the title of it was, you just rented a jet ski to the Punisher, kiss that motherfucker goodbye, or something like that. Like, that was one of the...
That I was remember that one issue, one one shot.
You all I'm saying is,
jet ski
all I'm saying is, I want like an hour long episode where it has nothing to do with that bullshit wuss behavior, and so it's just him.
But that's
fucking up drug deals.
Punisher is like the Hulk in that when he's alone in his own stories, it's much more emotional. It's much more kind of like somber, because like Hulk is always about like the monster in me and all that kind of stuff. It's when they're with other characters that they're cool. Because Hulk is cool when he's just around Thor and stuff, and he's punching people up. Or like Punisher hanging out with other heroes. Like Punisher in Daredevil Season 2 had none of that content, right? He wasn't like crying about his wife. He was just killing people.
Yeah.
You didn't get that yet, right?
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair. I'm just saying.
You just can't do Punisher on
his own. He's just kind of a wuss, you know? Let's make him less of a wuss.
Punisher shot Spider-Man. Right?
Shit's
I don't remember exactly.
I mean, that's the cover of him in the crosshairs getting shots
on. No, but Punisher was shooting at Captain America, but it ended up hitting
Spider-Man.
Wait,
you're talking about Ultimate Universe?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what happened.
Yeah, And then
Spider-Man got shot.
By the Punisher.
And then Captain America was like,
he goes home to fight the Goblin.
And then he goes home and he's like bleeding out, and that's when Spider-Man dies. The Green Goblin kills him.
But this is the Ultimate Universe. In Ultimate.
No, I know that. I remember Peter Parker dying. I just didn't remember that it was Punisher related.
And then, get this, and then Aunt May shoots Goblin when he's in human form, fucking blows his brains out.
Nice.
None of that happens.
No, it did. It did.
Really?
Yeah. That's how like it stops.
Fuck, I do not remember that.
Goblin sucks.
I need to reread.
Well, the blowing the brains.
The whole scene where he is in, he's like, they're in like the neighborhould.
The street, yeah.
It's
all in front of
very suburban.
Yeah. And he takes off the mask every night.
And then Mary Jane, I think, comes over, and it's like really touching moment where he dies in her arms.
Yeah, Mary Jane.
Because Goblin in that, like,
he turns into a monster.
Transforms into a monster, right?
Yeah.
Cool Greg, come here.
Get in there, Cool Greg.
I need you to pitch me. We're doing this show. You have been following along? The MCU What If Show? Pitch me an episode.
I really like the Hulk. I'd love to see the Hulk go up against another big badass. Who's a big badass I know of?
Abomination.
The Big Show.
Mm.
Yep.
Triple H. Triple H is in Blade 3.
Oh,
Blade Trinity.
So Triple
not
H
as Triple H,
though.
But really, though,
can Triple H be Thor?
He kind of is.
That's
Triple H versus the Hulk.
Yeah, okay. I'm with that. Who else do I like from Marvel? I mean, I fuck with Spider-Man. I want Spider-Man tagging shit. Because he does the spray and he can go anywhere he wants, man. I'm down with that. And then Jay-Z Kingdom Come, I want Jay-Z and Superman. Not Marvel, but yeah.
No, I still like that one. I do that. No, no, I'll do that one. I'll do that one.
There are no rules in one.
It's like Amalgam. Remember Amalgam?
Yes, I do.
I love the way that my brother's head works, where Jay-Z had an album called Kingdom Come. There's a DC comic series called Kingdom Come. They must be related.
I appreciated it more of just who's a big guy the Hulk can fight? The Big Show. Which I think could happen in a million different ways. That where he gets, you know, Big Show gets superpowers. He wants to fucking fight.
Yeah,
that's
I'm sure there's a comic book about it.
Here's
sure
a question for you, Funky Cool Medina. Oftentimes on our shows, I go, I don't have a business degree. I don't understand business. I don't know what degree you have, but you understand business. You're an adult. You understand? You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And you could have in the land of the blind here. You have one eye. You can see 20/20 for us. When is Marvel slash Disney going to buy DC? Because it's only a matter of time at this point, right?
That's interesting. I think it'll be really hard for them to outbid someone else for DC. Mm-hmm. I think, like, if Warner goes up to market, again, or like the third time, I guess, in the last like 30 years. Some other telecom or someone, AT&T will try to get in there. Like someone will get in the way from that happening. Because it's just, and then it'll be hard to get through the antitrust suit.
Yeah, I was going to say, you would imagine at that point you're getting really into antitrust territory.
It's already like just buying Fox.
Well, aren't they still evaluating the Fox deal? It's not 100% gone through yet.
It's still held up. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably because they're like, I mean, we are seeing a major consolidation of studio power into Disney. And that's, it's cool for now, but at some point we might look back. Yeah. 5-10 years from now, like,
even if the government doesn't get involved, I think from just a purely business perspective, someone else is going to be willing to outbid Netflix.
Will they be able to? That's the problem. Though. It's like at this point, Disney's churning out everything they do as a $1 billion property. Yeah.
But like someone like Netflix or a consolidation of like Netflix and some other company.
Netflix and Kevin just left.
Littering and
MoviePass.
MoviePass already. Oh, interesting. I think the other thing that might happen is like, not Netflix, but, Apple. Apple has a ton of cash and they still haven't made a play.
Mm-hmm.
They could easily grab a studio and then get into that Netflix game. So,
huh. Question, yeah, come over here. Cool Greg's going to ask a question
from
right now.
From the pit. Remember when Will Smith was a superhero?
Hancock.
Is that Marvel?
That's nothing, I don't think. Like, I think that's a brain. I think it was...
Wow. Why is that?
Yeah, and then the Hancock...
I love it.
Hancock versus the Hulk, yeah.
It's like when Milestone joined DC.
Hell and yeah, had Static Shock everywhere. Yeah, everyone watching these great
fucking things. Static Shock, man. WB, let's go.
Yeah. Okay. I think we just saved the MCU on Netflix, you know what I mean?
You're welcome,
Netflix.
You like
Static Shock? Remember? Yeah.
Of course you like Static Shock.
Yeah, you did.
What's nothing?
Yeah,
Cool Greg's just talking a lot off mic. Yes. You can't hear any of it. I'm just doing it for
He's
you.
The guy like the shirt I wear with Powerline. He has Goofy movie Powerline.
Oh, that's the greatest Disney movie of all time. Talk about like, forget MCU.
Motherfucking facts, dude. Have you talked to Star Austin Wars. Creed about this? Xavier Woods?
No, I haven't.
He agrees with you. Yes. For good fucking reason.
It's also the blackest Disney movie of all time.
By far. There's not.
I will only tie it with Black Panther.
If you count that. Okay. Okay.
Before we sign off. In our time capsule Marvel episode here, I want everyone to tell me what your hope is for Infinity War tomorrow.
Mm.
Tim Gaze, I'm going to start with you.
I'm going to start very simply. I hope that it ends bad. Like, I hope that Thanos isn't defeated.
Yeah. Okay. Funky Cool Medina.
I think that we need a significant death.
Yeah.
Iron Man, Cap. And it should be permanent.
Ooh.
Like I want to live with that death for a couple years, next decade.
Okay.
Before we get back into that character.
Yeah, I want death. I want it to be a bloodbath. I want Thanos to be established as holy shit, like this guy that it took us a decade to get to. They've been teasing forever, not a full decade, but they've been teasing forever, did come in and kill a whole bunch of people that want out of their contracts, but will be in the next one because of flashbacks and time zones or whatever, quantum realms.
Two-parter for this one. Thanks for asking this question, Greg. Great question.
Thank you, man.
Great
Love
people.
You, Kevin.
Great We're people meta. Ask great questions.
Stop calling me Kevin.
Is that your like? Is that your bane? Like, do you feel powerful?
You know what's funny? Your hand is simultaneously dry and clammy at the same time. It's very weird.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. What is
it's
that?
It's like something put down for me. I think it's that I just can't regulate body heat.
Yeah.
So like the thing's blowing on me, so surface temperature-wise... Yeah.
It'd be like oils.
It's oily.
I definitely am oily. Everyone knows that about me.
He's so got it gets dry, but then you have like
put the beard oil on from us.
I want them to treat Thanos with the respect that he deserves. I want him not to get beaten easily because up until this point, every big baddie has been done
or not at all, right?
Or So that's one of my hopes is that that he becomes one of the best villains in cinematic history. And then the other hope really is that
that is a big feat.
It's a big feat. And he has big feet, so there you go. My other hope is that we are sitting here tomorrow night debating on whether or not this is number one.
Ooh.
That's my big hope.
Now,
that's crazy.
I know that we're just fucking talking here. Do you think that's a possibility?
I think it's absolutely a possibility. Yeah. I think with everything on the line.
The only reason I think it is because of us doing MCU in review and Winter Soldier and Civil War being as high as they are.
And all of Phase 3,
but like more than that, the Russo brothers directing it and working with all these
Can
different
teams. Can
you
take me through your list?
What they have?
So I haven't seen all the last few.
Can you pull the list up? Is that possible for you right now?
I don't know if I have it all.
I think 1, 2, and 3. I can do Homecoming's number 1.
Hold on. Yeah, I was going to say, does Andy send him through Slack 3. Every time?
Really?
Yeah. I'm on it. Hold on, stop. Just stop talking out your ass.
It's very good. Well, I know it's
phenomenal. It's definitely I'm not wrong about that.
You know what? I don't know. Somehow Doctor Strange ends up at number 4 every week.
Well, that's Kevin's doing. He's a mystic.
It's just a copy and paste error. My bad.
It's just a copy.
Where does Andy send it?
He sends it directly to control, so give me a second.
That won't help me at all, then. Kevin, while you look for that, think about what is your ask for tomorrow night.
I know what I want.
Okay. Well, here we go.
I wanted to...
Can you bring this up so people see?
And I'm gonna read through it. I'm gonna read through it for Lou, and I'm gonna read through it for the audio listeners. So right now, if you didn't know, we do a show called MCU in Review, where we rank all the Marvel movies leading up to Infinity War. We're on the precipice of Infinity War right now. Our current ranking is number 1, Spider-Man Homecoming. Number 2, Captain America Civil War. Number 3, Captain America The Winter Soldier. Number 4, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Interesting.
This is out of date. Where did Thor Ragnarok go?
Number 3 was Thor Ragnarok, I believe.
Here we go then. I've never had to do this.
I can do it.
Okay.
Number 3, Thor Ragnarok. Number 4, Captain America, Winter Soldier. Number 5, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Number 6, Avengers. Number 7, Guardians of the Galaxy. Number 8, Iron Man. Number 9, Black Panther. Number 10, Doctor Strange. Number 11, Ant-Man. Number 12, Iron Man 2. Number 13, Avengers Age of Ultron. Number 14, Captain America, The First Avenger. Number 15, Iron Man 3. Number 16, The Incredible Hulk. Number 17, Thor. Number 18, Thor, The Dark World.
Everything about this is wrong.
No, dude. We gotta
start over. We gotta start the whole series.
You gotta rewatch.
Here's the thing, Lou, that I want you to know.
Yeah.
Like, we all have very different lists, and this just like when we vote,
when we vote, comes down to this.
I've seen so many people on the Facebook group and the Reddit have their lists. I think this is a pretty representative list overall. There are some things where I feel like when you start grouping it, the top 3, I think, can be interchanged. That includes Thor.
Thor comes up.
A little bit. Not top 10 or anything like that.
Wait. Thor 1?
Thor is what he wants to bring up from number 16 or 17.
No, not way up. Yeah. Get out of here. Thor Iron Man 1 2 goes sucks. Down.
Iron Man 2 goes down from 12.
Yeah.
But okay, let me
do my top 5.
When's the last time you've seen them?
Winter Soldier, Black Panther, Avengers, Civil War, and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
One.
And I feel like what you just said is very representative. Like, once you get to this top, like, even the top,
you can shuffle
the top
a lot,
6, and I guess 7 with Ragnarok of what we were looking at, like, they're all, it's just preference at that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're so good. Equally good.
Any given Sunday.
Greg.
Kevin.
For my Infinity War, what I want is I want a big death right in the beginning.
Right in the beginning.
As I've predicted.
Prison rules. Does Loki count?
Instantly.
Yes.
Because I think that's what's going to happen.
I do too.
I brought it for you, Thanos.
Yep. Hit the ship. Yep. He's like, I'm going to try to save everybody.
Another big death. But like the start of the third act, I want another big death. And like I'm talking Cap or Iron Man. Probably Cap in my eyes.
What if they're making out and they get killed at the same time?
I don't think so.
You think you can?
And I want it to end him getting all the stones in the gauntlet and putting it on and snapping. And if it does that, man. Oof.
So I think it's like Act 1, Loki. Act 2, Cap. Act 3, he wins. That's like.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
And then like that, because then that last act I think is Iron Man being like, "We're losing.
Yeah, what
are
we
gonna do? It. We have to figure it out." And he still fails.
Yeah.
I can't fucking wait for this movie.
It's a fucking tomorrow.
I'm gonna eat popcorn.
Ladies and gentlemen, no matter when you're watching this, after the live broadcast, you can go to kindoffunny.com and catch MCU in Review Avengers Infinity War. See what we thought of the movie. But for now, thank you for watching the Game Over Greg Show. If you didn't know, each and every week, 4. Sometimes 5 best friends gather on this table, each bring a random topic discussion for your amusement. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can get each and every episode early. How early, Nick Scarpino?
You could be watching it right now. You don't need a stupid Infinity Stone to go back in time. You could be current with us right now.
That was good, Nick.
That was real good. We do a pre and a post show for that live audience that then the following Friday gets put up with the video. Audio doesn't get that. It's confusing, I understand. But what I'm saying is on Friday, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Get next week's Game Over Greggy show early. If you have no bucks to toss our way, though, it's no big deal. You can head over to youtube.com/kindoffunny. Get each and every episode Friday. A week later, it's all super rolled. You're all going to be like, we understand what happened during Infinity War. An EMP went off over the United States. Korea invaded. We are now under their rule and we have to fight.
Right.
We are all fighting. How did this video get out? VHS cassettes. That was my plan if YouTube really got fucked up. If YouTube got fucked up, we started Patreon tier to send out the fucking VHS tapes of what we do. Mm-hmm. Worked for Backyard Wrestling. Can work here.
Sure.
Until next time. It's been a pleasure to serve you.